Whenever I set up justgoodstuff.ie, I would have been absolutely lost at sea without Shopify. Starting your own business or product can be completely overwhelming. When I discovered Shopify, it made my life so much easier. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
Mark Megan's Roast Mortem. Thanks to the Brehon Hotel and Spa. In line with tradition, in tune with today. See thebrehon.com.
Welcome back to the Roast Mortem. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? How are your hearts? And of course, how are your heads? Guys, this episode of the Roast Mortem is proudly brought to you by the Brehon Hotel and Spa in Killarney. This legend amongst hotels has had a serious glow up. It's what they're calling the new Brehon. They've kept those traditional family values that we love so well, but added a massive contemporary edge. Isn't that right, Michael?
It is.
You were there.
I was.
You enjoy the facilities.
Gorgeous.
So, hotel reviewer now, is that it? We're talking about the new Heritage Bedroom Collection, which is stunning for a couple's break or a solo reset. And honestly, by the way, you don't even need to leave the hotel. That's what I love about this place. You've got the Anu Spa with the Lemus products, a golf simulator lounge called Par 72, and a proper brand new residence bar called Bive. Spelt B-A-D-B. It's right on the edge of the National Park on Muckers Road, so it is the ultimate staycation spot. Everything you need is under the one roof, so check them out, the Brehon Hotel and Spa. In line with tradition, in tune with today. So, also, if you use the code MARK20, you get 20% off room the night of my show, or two nights actually, the Wednesday and the Thursday, the night before and the night of my show in Killarney.
Gorgeous.
So if you're listening to this and you're from Killarney or nearby, get yourself a room with the Brehon. Use the code MARK20 for a discount. If you're not from Killarney, get yourself a room with the Brehon, most importantly, and come to the show.
Yes.
In Gleneagles INEC Arena on April the 16th.
That's the one.
So there you go. Nevertheless, I saw a girl the other day.
Straight in.
I saw a girl the other day. With a four-leaf clove. No, it's probably more, it's like Irish. The Irish Paddy's Day merchants are out.
Oh, yes.
The emotional, new sort of pseudo-liberal, pseudo-nationalistic, spoken word, spoofer, pandering shit poetry is out. I saw a girl the other day with a four-leaf clover. She said she's saving it for the day that the war is over. But a piano under.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
I asked her for the slow speaking. They have to really slow, yeah, the really slow speaking. Whistle. Looking right at the car. I asked her for her name. And make no mistake, she said she's the ghost of St. Patrick.
Oh.
And she's here for the snakes. Powerful stuff.
Wow.
I said, what do you mean? The serpents are banished. This country is thriving. And nobody's famished.
Ah!
She bent down her staff and she told me the truth. She said there's snakes everywhere, but they're all wearing suits.
Oh!
Plot twist.
Wow!
They're all in the doll. They're all in the doll with their smoke and their clashes. They're burning down this country and we are the ashes. Doesn't make sense. Even no. For a pyro sense, it doesn't make any sense. Their willies are small. You've completely lost us. You have completely lost
back
us.
Back to Willie's.
You can't just put some piano under nonsense and make it act like it's profound. Sixth class levels. I would lose. I would be stripped of my Gashka award if I was to submit that as poetry. Age 14. I saw a girl the other day at the bottom of a mountain. Her hair flowed over her shoulder like an ever-going fountain. Sorry? I asked her for her name as if there's something wrong with me. She said, I've got too much to do. Her name was President Catherine Connolly.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Deep.
Sort of the inner child becomes yes.
Depth.
Yeah.
Multi-layered.
Ultimately amazed, just layered, complex.
50K.
I saw little Girleen. Do you know what I mean? It's always this. It's just like, shut the fuck up. Nonsense.
Which is not get into it, make some money.
Sponsored by Guinness. What isn't sponsored by Guinness these days? I just can't with the poetry.
You were the first on it, slagging it, which is incredible.
I started this, by the way, in 2021.
Mm.
So.
No, amazing.
I've been a dick for 12. I've been
shitting on the arts longer than anyone.
I have been having it. But go on, give me your thoughts.
It's incredibly naff. And I do think this time of year, obviously, marketing companies and businesses around the world are going to steer into it.
Mm.
But I think it's the people who try to play it off with a level of authenticity who are the real problem.
From the barns and the stables, the horses and the foals, the land of the gab and the gift of the kyole, and the words and the bowron and duh, duh, duh. Do you know what I mean? It's this weird Ireland that doesn't exist.
It doesn't at
It's
all.
Like a Denny's ad from 2000, like, you know, yeah. or 2002. This weird naff Ben sort of Harper listening, like Aaron Jumper. It doesn't exist. It's twee. It's nonsense.
I feel as well the people who are doing it these days are some of the most privileged people in the world. They don't know that Ireland.
No, this fetishizing, I can never say the word, fetishization of the pint of plain. There's nothing plain and ordinary about your life. Do you know what I mean? It's pompous and it's just so degrading, I think, to the actual arts.
Completely.
For me, it's just like, it's such signalling. It's such bullshit virtue signalling because you're using the medium which is like juvenile crayon scribbled poetry. You know, to call it poetry is an insult to the written word,
yes,
by the way.
Complete.
Christmas cracker version of, like, if Christmas cracker comedy to, you know what I mean? Mm. Like a wax museum to the fucking Guggenheim, you know? If you look at a wax model of Johnny Depp with a drippy nose, oh, take down the Johnny Depp statue from Madame Tussauds. Be better with your time. There are better ways of protesting. Do you know what I mean?
Not the most problematic statue.
Do you know
there.
What I mean? Yeah, go into Madame Tussauds. Anybody that goes to Madame Tussauds, that's an idiot tax. You don't deserve to leave the country.
I totally agree.
If you're going on holidays to London City and your first port of call is to spend 63 British punts, okay, to queue up, to take a picture beside this plastic wax sculpture that mildly looks like Johnny Depp. Do you know what I mean? And then you're showing, look at this, there's me with Johnny Depp. Oh, but it's not Johnny Depp though, is it?
Not.
It's a fake wax-like statue.
That's a candle.
That's a candle. Yeah, but then here's me with the Queen. It's also not the Queen. And then here's me with Freddie Mercury from Queen. Why didn't you go to the fucking Tower of London? Go to Soho. Do anything other than taking pictures. It's the most depressing thing of all. Taking pictures of yourself with wax versions of celebrities. That's the end of the world. That's purgatory. That should be in the Bible as, like, limbo is defined as you just in a room with wax. Oh, there's Attenborough. It's not David Attenborough. They're all the same. They're all just candles. Do you know what I mean?
They are.
Sponsored by Joseph Malone and Guinness. I just... Some of the petitions, like...
The petitions
that people, like, try to sign, get people to sign. Don't get me wrong. I do think, like, hey, look, petitions, I never want to ever shit on somebody for doing what they can with the tools at their disposal to make some change.
Totally agree.
But there's a line, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Henri Handball. You genuinely... The Henri Handball was the beginning of the Facebook death. Tom Zuckerberg, whatever, Mark Zuckerberg, that is so embarrassing. That is so dad.
If I said that, there'd be an entire
You'd be
episode.
Gone. You'd be P45. You'd be fucking gone. You'd be fired. Genuinely unloaded before the wedding. You would genuinely, I don't know, just trying to bring up the reels as well. But like Tom Zuckerberg. But I think the decline of social media can be traced back to the Facebook, the Henri Handball. And then also, petition to camp out under the spire if Leo DiCaprio doesn't win the Oscar. Do you remember that? 7 million people joining it. Why is it that Irish people are so comfortable mobilising when it comes to nonsense, but when it comes to actual change, good luck.
Good luck.
If it's far away, then I'll use my voice. If it's on our doorstep, good luck.
Yeah.
No, because I'll actually have to do things. Do you know what I mean? So with the petitions, I absolutely hear it.
Mm.
But also, in the same way, my theory is that anybody that has ever begun a sentence with, this is an open letter to, is a complete cunt.
That is so spot on.
There's a level of self-serving arrogance and entitlement that somebody to think that, and George Clooney is up there, by the way.
But like, he has influence.
Well, not enough, by the way, at the recent elections.
Ah, there you go.
George Clooney, wife of, that's how I like to say it.
God.
It's just too far. It's too heavy-handed.
It's performative.
It's performative. It is absolutely performative.
Yeah.
George Clooney, wife of... It's like, stop it. He is a very famous actor. We know that his wife is a powerhouse. You don't need to always pit them against each other. Couples who are both successful don't need to be pitted against each other. Even if the wife is more successful. You don't need to keep saying that the wife is famous and more famous. And people only know you from the wife. And that's nothing to do with anything I know about. Me running, me breaking onto the set of Dancing with the Stars, putting Brian Ormond in. It's not Brian Ormond, fuck.
Jesus,
firing on all cylinders. This is what sleep deprivation does to you.
I can imagine.
Tom Zuckerberg, oh my God, where were we?
We covered a lot, Mark.
I think it's time we have a very serious conversation about the state of snacking in this country. It's embarrassing. However, Cadbury have finally decided to cater to those of us with actual taste buds. For those of us brave enough to ask, no, do you know what? To demand more from their treats. They've launched the new Cadbury Dairy Milk Biscoff Bar. It's the collab of the century. The smooth expertise of Cadbury meets the main character energy of Biscoff. It's got that crunch, that caramelised vibe, and honestly, it's Ireland's new icon. It's love at first bite. And unlike your last three situationships, this one is actually here to stay. Grab one, try it, and stop settling for mid-tier snacks.
I think you are definitely right about the Henri handball. That was a turning point.
It was also like you had absolute muppets in positions of power going... We have officially asked representatives of FIFA that we have 1 million signatures. Excuse me, you have 1 million signatures. There's also 17 million signatures on a Facebook page for not leaving your leg outside the bed in case monsters get it. This isn't the,
volleying a chewing gum because you're a badass. Like,
do you know what I mean? These aren't actual, statistic, verifiable.
Yeah, they're not community.
They haven't been conducted by gov.ie. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And even if they have, it's irrelevant on the international stage. No, the Irish people. I don't care about the Irish people. You think Seb Blatter cared about the Irish people?
Oh.
Ooh. Seb Blatter.
A lot of people he didn't care about.
More like Seb splatter up against the windows.
Sorry.
Was he not up to slap?
No. Brown envelopes. Not one.
Oh, I thought there was slap as well.
I don't know.
Okay. You never know.
My favourite example of all time of this type of behaviour was when Roy Keane came away from Saipan, I remember. And I actually only watched the recent.
Were you Team Roy or Mick?
At the time, I was Team Mick, but I was 8. So
were you?
Well, I just didn't know.
I was Team Roy.
I just wanted Roy Keane to play in the World Cup.
I believe, as you know, in standards.
Well, I'm totally Roy Keane now.
I feel like I'm the Roy Keane of Barrowmead. Just demanding certain standards.
Glad you said it. We called it Keno, no.
But
I remember someone on the Late Late Show, and he obviously went on with the thing of, I'm going to make this point and it's going to slap. He was we need to hold a referendum as to whether Roy Keane is going to play in the World Cup. God. Shut the fuck up.
Absolutely insane.
But people love busying themselves.
They do. They do.
Yeah.
Have you ever signed a petition yourself? Did you ever get behind anything?
I bought the starter pack for Coney 2012.
Oh, you actually got the Invisible Children thing? No. Did you?
Yeah.
Was there a pack?
There was a pack. It was £40.
What was it? June 9th or June 26th?
Yeah, paint the night.
Paint the town red or something. unbelievable.
Yeah, I do you know what it was? It was either my leaving cert year or fifth year, and you're looking to distract yourself with anything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, most people, teenagers, use porn.
Ah, brilliant.
Not sort of spoofology.
I had an ad blocker.
Parental controls.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Have you?
No. Is there anything that I've gotten behind? No.
You brought it up last week. I think you donating to the Native
American. The Choctaw tribe.
That's incredible.
Me being one of the leading benefactors in 2020.
Not an AirPod in sight.
Not an AirPod in sight. Complete nightmare. Will you watch the Oscars this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, it's obviously on the middle of the night. So Kate and I usually watch at least the red carpet and kind of the opening bits.
Because there are petitions to say that Timothy Chalamet, is it Chalamet or Chalamet? Chalamet.
Chalamet.
Chalamet shouldn't win the Oscar as a result of the comments he made about the ballet.
Completely outrageous.
What are your thoughts?
Like, cancelling and that sort of, like, that action obviously had its moment when people were vile. We're really scraping the barrel now if someone just shares their thought on, like, a not overly celebrated art form anymore.
Well, I don't think, firstly, I don't think cancelling as such exists.
Okay.
As we know.
Okay.
Or at least as we used to know it. In 2016, when people were rightfully getting cancelled for behaviours and actions and whatnot. But I think that nowadays we exist in an era where there is no cancelling, because, and you have to be careful, even on a podcast, you have to really just self-audit in terms of how you conduct yourself, because no matter what you say in this day and age, there will be somebody who agrees with you.
Oh, totally.
So we could come out and we could do an episode on the most vile tirade, whatever, about anything. And we go to ourselves, do you think that's bad? Well, we got a great response. You're going to get a great, no matter what you come out with, there is an audience for everything.
Yeah.
So even when you're, and sometimes there's this weird thing now where people get cancelled. There's almost like a resurgence of support for them because people don't like people getting cancelled. Timothy Chalamet making comments about the ballet, right? Mm. An opera. First things first, all the fucking, the closet thespians coming out, by the way, standing up for the opera, and they haven't left the house since COVID. Get up the yard.
They think an opera's Coronation Street.
Do you know what I mean? They're looking for an excuse just because he's hateable.
Yeah.
Chalamet, why do people attach too much expectation to somebody like Timothy Chalamet? He is a 26-year-old superstar at, not even in the highlight, like, not even on the crest of the wave that his career is looking like it will be. And you're surprised that he's a little bit ignorant. He's like a white high school kid who hit the sort of cultural jackpot and, you know, won the life of the lottery of life, and is now like a global sensation, is married to one of the most famous individuals on the, or is a part in a relationship with one of the most famous individuals on the planet, who, whatever your thoughts are on the Kardashians, like, he is attached to that world's most instantly recognizable family brand, family name, probably second only to Trump, I would say.
Probably.
Kardashian is the most universally known surname now on the planet. Like, why is it that you're, it's where the expectations here? People act like, it's like whenever influencers were getting cancelled over the last few years for not posting the exactly appropriate thing about the certain cause. And I'm going, are you joking? Two weeks ago, you were like following this person to see them doing skits about their missus farting. And now you're going, in the background of your story, I can see that there's a bag belonging to Musgraves. Did you know that Musgraves were owned by, are you joking me? The standards that you're sort of expecting these people to adhere to is completely preposterous. Timothy Chalamet is an actor.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Why do you think that you know him as a person? You know what I mean?
You don't in the slightest.
He can be a douche. So what if he's a douche? He's still a brilliant actor.
Completely.
But now, are you convinced? Is he the one? No, I've always said that he's not.
Really?
He's no Leo. He's not there.
Ah, no, he's not at
the
that
fucking
level.
Slightest. No, no, no way. No, no. Margie Supreme was absolutely superb, but it's an actor's dream.
Yeah.
Do you want to play like a really overconfident douche? Mark Megan's been doing it for 35 years.
He was the role I was made for.
Where's his Oscar? Do you know what I mean? Sorry, you were going to say something.
No, no, but I also feel as well, superstars and celebrities of times gone by would have done the most horrific and inexcusable things and gotten away with it. But now, because I suppose maybe with social media and we feel more connected to these people, or there's less barriers, Like, sharing an opinion, oh, I don't really care or agree.
Yeah, so what? It's an idiotic opinion. But again, he's allowed to be an idiot.
This is what I mean.
This is the thing.
Yeah.
These are not the reasons why. And also, why are you projecting that an actor of his thing should be a certain way? Why are people always surprised that actors aren't... Do you know what I mean? It's like whenever Robin Williams would be interviewed and they're like, oh, it's amazing, isn't it? What about... Oh, like, he's so serious. What, he didn't bring Flaubert to the interview? Do you know what I mean?
He didn't come in drag.
Why are you that surprised? I'm not surprised that Robert De Niro isn't shooting people in real life. Do you know what I mean? I'm not surprised that Joe Pesci isn't going up to go home and get your fucking shine box. Funny how, do I amuse you? Do I amuse like a fucking clown? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why are people surprised that actors aren't like their acting selves
they're
in real life?
You
know, literally, though. I told you that before. I remember whenever I set up South Dublin Girl, the viral Twitter account, the first one.
We never spoke about the fact that that was you. Like, that's a phenomenal success.
Thank you.
No, like, that's a really impressive...
That was my first foray into sort of satire.
Yeah?
Yeah. Average Dublin Girl on Twitter.
Good job.
Some great tweets back in the day.
No, really, really good.
Sort of first viral Twitter and then just all the derivative copy fucks. Still dining
as
out.
As per.
Still dining out on some of those gags. Derivative pricks, I see you. But... what was I going to say there?
But that actors aren't like...
Oh, sorry, I remember telling a friend of mine over drinks. I was like, yeah, she was like, show me the tweets. And she was like, have you seen this fucking thing? I was like, oh, yeah, it's brilliant. Very good, actually. Have you seen, are you getting the wordplay, are you? Because just... Anyway, we had a few drinks and she was like, and it, ask more about it. And I was like, I'm going to tell you something. It's me.
Yeah.
She was like, you're joking me. And I was like, no, it's me. And all of a sudden she went from supporting it, being like, this is the funniest thing in the world. So she was like, I can't believe it's you. I was like, well, why? She's like, you know you're going to hell. What do you mean, going to hell? She was like, for all those things you say, I'm like, yeah, but it's a character.
Yeah, you're joking.
It's a satirical character of a privileged South Dublin schoolgirl. It's not real. And she's like, yeah, but it's you saying them. I was like, do you think J.K. Rowling is being submitted to John O'Gees for believing in ghosts? Do you know what I mean?
John O'Gees.
John O'Gees. Is that not the new branding? No, but do you know what I mean? Denzel Washington isn't being arrested for the people that he shot in movies like. Why can't we understand the line between fiction and fact?
I'm totally with you.
Hey, much Norkin politics these days. Oh. Am I right? Oh. Especially when that orange asshole opens his mouth.
Oh, G7.
Brilliant. Is that orange fuck still in charge? Yeah, you know he is. It would be massive news if he wasn't.
Yeah.
So... The actors. Have you ever met somebody and been let down by who they were?
Oh, I can't believe when I was 8, I went to a sports match and I brought my son up and I asked him, can I get on Dion Dublin's shoulders? And he said, no, of course not. He's at a sports match with his wife. Leave him alone.
Leave the man alone.
Yeah.
People expect way too much.
I know, but I do think there is that strange dynamic that when you're in the public eye, and particularly if you're adored by people, you are going to have to like accept that that's part of your life.
Yes. Are you, okay.
So, like, yeah.
How did the internship and the paparazzi go for you?
Fuck off. No, I definitely had with sports people one or two. The old Donnybrook Stadium, like, Leinster players used to get mobbed.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I did have one or two, like, letdowns where I would go to meet someone and they just wouldn't have the time for you. But, like.
Yeah, but you'd be one of those kids, like, loitering around the Max Scrum stand, be like, oh, I want to see Victor Costello's balls. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Doesn't need to go that far.
Just throw in loads of 90s things. Victor Costello, Max Scrum, balls. Like.
No.
Have you ever had any actual howlers with celebrities? A mate of mine saw Lauryn Hill.
Oh, really?
Who famously hates white people.
Really?
Well, she's made comments around white people. And by the way, they're not exactly unfounded, like the things. You know, it's not like she's plucking them out of her arse.
Yeah.
But a mate of mine saw her in JFK, and one of the lads was like, go up and ask for her autograph. And he was like, who's that? And it was like, it's Lauryn Hill. He didn't even know who fucking Lauryn Hill was. And he went up and he was like, excuse me, Lauren, can I get an autograph? And she was like, looks at him as if he was genuinely... Jimothy Crow. Like, it was, she looked at him like, get the hell away from me. She was like, no. And it wasn't just a no, it was like a no with an X. It was like, no, and back the fuck up.
Yeah, go away.
Yeah, so.
I walked into Jessica Biel in.
Jessica Biel?
Jessica Biel in the toilets in LAX. But as I was quite drunk, and as I came out of the toilet, she was going into the women's, and I like, I shoulder checked her.
What?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
How did Jessica feel?
Ah!
I saw Matthew Broderick in New York. He wasn't driving, thankfully.
Every time you bring him up, I'm like, fuck.
No, I saw Matthew Broderick in New York, Sarah Jessica Parker, just naming celebrities that we've met.
You and Darren met Greta Gerwig?
Greta Gerwig I met. That was the most awkward one.
Was it?
Because I went up to her, she was just having a conversation. I was like, I fucking love Greta Gerwig. Ever since Frances Ha, like, she's one of my favourite actor directors. Like, she was like the stalwart of that, like, New York sort of coming of age era. Like, I just, yeah, I love her films.
Yeah.
But she had just done, was it Barbie? So right. She was huge, like, and it's just something weird about being a man and going up to a woman and going like, hello there. Chief Detective Barry Cobb.
South Dublin, I was like, girl on Twitter.
Greta, we've actually just reviewed the CCTV footage. If you zoom in, Greta.
You tiny Mickey.
Greta, get over here with your tiny little Billy. Greta, get over here now and take a good photo with me and the tiny little cock of yours.
You're not well.
I'm not. No, yeah, there's been a good few. I've never had a really bad celebrity encounter.
When, like, obviously it was part of your life when you were, you know, working.
What, now?
Oh.
Being a celebrity? No, I'm joking. Go on.
No, but did you have any howlers, like, within kind of a workout?
Sorry. I remember when I was in LA when I was 18, Tom Green. I met Tom Green in the Roosevelt one night with a couple of pals of mine.
Right.
And we had some conversations and he was like, yeah, I love Ireland so much. Like, we were playing golf there a few years ago. I went over with Drew and I was like, oh, who? Drew. And he's like, Drew Barrymore. I was like, oh, yeah. I forgot you guys are married. Loons? No, I'm joking. Just having a go. But we met him and we were sort of drinking. We did some shots of them. And I remember having that moment of like, there's a sadness there.
Really?
Well, I was like, why is it that he wants to drink with us? Do you know what I mean? Like, we're in the Hotel Roosevelt. Like, Lindsay Lohan walked past me like 10 minutes beforehand.
Yeah.
So I'm going, I'm definitely not the coolest here.
Okay.
So why am I with Thomas Green? And that, we sort of spent like a few hours with him and then we left. And then like later on that evening, his assistant or something came up and was like, oh, hey guys, Tom wants to buy you guys shots. Do you want to come back over? And we're like, yeah. And it's just Tom at the bar then. And not like in an alcoholic way.
No.
But in a lonely way.
Yeah.
And
some mates.
And we were there and me just going, Daddy, would you like some sausage? You know, Freddy Got Fingered, just quoting inane movies to him. Have you never seen that?
Of course I have.
Yeah, so that was a sad one.
Ugh.
Then obviously I met, no.
Go on.
No, I was going to go, I went for a few swidges with Colonel Gaddafi then.
We'll leave it there.
And misunderstood.
No.
Guys, that's it for this week's roast. But before I go, a final word on our sponsors at the Brehon Hotel and Spa, Killarney. If you're heading down, by the way, you don't even need to leave the building because they've got everything under the one roof now, which is just Dorange Mall levels of enjoyable. You've got the Anu Spa, which is using Alima's products if you need to be pampered. And for you golfing perverts, they've got the simulator lounge called Par 72, which is, as you might say, my boy, elite. However, my personal pick, of course, is the residence bar, Bive. Or a bit of afternoon tea on the mezzanine. It's got the perfect mix of a classic Killarney welcome, but with a seriously sharp, modern feel. Check out the new look Brehon for your next trip away. The Brehon Hotel and Spa. Rolling the R there, that's cool, isn't it? The Brehon Hotel and Spa. In line with tradition, in tune with today. See you next week, guys.
Okay. Mark Megan's Roast Mortem. Thanks to the Brehon Hotel and Spa. In line with tradition, in tune with today. See thebrehon.com.